I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians and other religious minorities are suffering brutal persecution in Nigeria. Only halfway through this year, there were already 23 attacks on churches in Nigeria. That's more attacks than in all of 2020, but even in the face of bloodshed, God's grace still shines. Emmanuel, a voice to the Martyrs Canada, recounts the story of a believer named Daniel. One night, masked extremists broke into Daniel's apartment and captured his family.
They had hoods over their faces, and when they have hoods over their faces, it means that they're your neighbors and you likely know them, and that's why they put the disguise on.
That night, Daniel's father lost his life because of his faith. Daniel and his brothers had their throats slit too. But miraculously, they survived, and Daniel and his family continue to rely on God's grace. Find the rest of the story at missionnews.org. And the term Muslim-majority country describes places where nearly everyone follows Islam. Seems pretty straightforward, right? But Dan from Door International says that doesn't always apply to the deaf community. Oftentimes, religion isn't communicated well to deaf people, so they don't claim the faith of the broader culture. In the Middle East,
it's pretty rare for a confirmed, devout, deaf Muslim to be experiencing Christ for the first time. Much more often, somebody from a Muslim family who doesn't really understand what their family believes and what Islam means encounters a Christian who actually understands what they believe and is intrigued.
Please ask God to multiply the fruit of a new door project so many Middle Eastern deaf can know Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you to help keep Mission Network News on the air. Just head to missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.